A group of 8th, 9th, and 10th grade students at Schenectady's Brown School are preparing for their own TEDx event Friday. I'm Jesse King reporting for WAMC. Tucked away in a colorful classroom with a large cardboard TEDx sign, 11 students are mid-workshop with MOPCO improv teacher Alex Timmis to stretch their performance muscles. Competing in pairs, they count to three with interrupting claps and snaps until the sheer confusion of it all forces them to mess up and celebrate it. Timmis says the exercise is an icebreaker to offset stage fright.
So some of this, the beginning of just like celebrating failure, part of that was just to get into the mentality going further into the workshop that like mistakes are okay, I'm trying a new thing.
Ultimately, Timmis is trying to get the students into a performance mindset for the TED Talks they've been writing all year. TED, which stands for Technology Entertainment Design, is a nonprofit known for showcasing short talks from Nobel Prize winners, scientists, and authors with ideas worth spreading. You've probably heard the TED Radio Hour on WAMC Tuesdays and Saturdays at 1. Many groups have held their own independent TEDx events too, but having students take the stage is an idea worth spreading itself, according to Dr. Christina James. The Brown School English teacher says this is her fourth year incorporating TED Talks into her curriculum for the sake of uncomfortable learning.
So if you go to a real TED conference and, you know, the curators call on you to give a TED Talk because you've done something super duper, you already have an idea worth spreading, right? So what's different about doing this is we say, you're going to be in the TEDx event. Now how do we find your idea? So I think it's almost harder in that respect.
All year, James' students have been journaling to identify a topic they're passionate about and apply it to everyday life. With the help of James, their peers, and family, they've written quite a program.
My talk is about elephants, actually. It's about relating them to how me and my friends act and comparing them to elephants because I love elephants.
Mine is educating people on synesthesia. It's a mental condition.
My talk is about art and because my sister lost her eye, so I'm incorporating art in a personal story.
That's Amanda Jasmine, Natalie Mandel, and Keziah Dunn. Jasmine argues that, like elephants, teenage girls are an endangered species. Natalie Mandel's TED Talk looks at how synesthesia can be used in the classroom, and Keziah Dunn shows that art is everywhere. Others in James' classroom are tackling how camping ties to white privilege, and how strong female characters in popular fiction may be more problematic than they are feminist. Of course, the students are actually learning English in their English class as well. James says TED Talks and videos are incredibly helpful in getting students to better understand texts.
So we'd read like Dr. Jamila Liscott's TED Talk about praising her vernacular language and not worrying about dominant American English, and we read that against like Calpurnia in To Kill a Mockingbird.
James especially wants her students to know that their vernacular language and their ideas are just as important as the formal English they use in critical essays. Citing the 2018 Parkland shooting and the Trump administration's border patrol policies, James says the United States is, quote, not taking the best care of its children in the world, end quote. And that makes public speaking all the more important for young people.
It used to be we had the luxury of saying, well, we'll teach you to speak in this classroom because then you'll be prepared when you inherit the world to go out and speak it. Well, the world is knocking on their door. And it's not too pretty. They need to know how to advocate for themselves.
And that's where MOPCO's Timmis comes in. Now that the class has its speeches down, James invited Timmis to teach them how to play with volume, walk about the room, and move their bodies as they speak. He says the best TED Talks come from a place of authenticity.
I think there's a way to sort of bring out that someone has a great sense of humor, or someone is just very naturally engaging, or someone, they have great movement on stage.
James' class will deliver their TED Talks at Schenectady's Brown School on Friday at 6 p.m. Established in 1893, the Brown School is a non-sectarian and independent school with roughly 300 students from nursery through grade 10. Reporting from Schenectady for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.